As the collective wave of national tears crashed on a small town in Connecticut last Friday, a simultaneous explosion of uncomfortable feelings about mental health and gun control engulfed the nation. What could have been done to stop 20-year-old Adam Lanza from killing his mother before taking out dozens of first graders and school employees? His mother, a doomsday survivalist, had stockpiled all manners of deadly weapons legally. Who are we going to blame now? I think it's time we blame the morbid temptations of an irresponsible gun culture scripted to run amok by the cowboys at the National Rifle Association. 2 days before the incident in a new town, Florida's agriculture commissioner, a lifelong NRA member, was positively beaming about the prospect of issuing the state's 1 millionth concealed weapons permit. A day before that, the Florida Department of Law Enforcement hit another milestone, more criminal background checks for guns on Black Friday than on any other day in the agency's history. See, the system is working, except it isn't. December 14th was a real Black Friday, full of unspeakable tragedy. And so far, we've already seen legislators in Michigan and in Florida proposing that the natural solution would be to arm more people. We've had some conservative redirection of the conversation toward a failing mental health system they've all but decimated already. We've had the absurd discussion about whether a Bushmaster firearm used to kill innocent children en masse can even be considered an assault weapon. Here's a fact. All guns are assault weapons. Let's just hope the next cold dead hands we're prying a gun from belong to a floundering gun lobby and not a loved one or an innocent child.